Man and Life Inseparable. Congratulations to Charlie on his will and ability to stick to his job. Soon he will thoroughly like the work and glory in doing it, because Charlie is one of those fellows who faces situations courageously and overcomes difficulties. He's not inclined to take a back seat. The luckiest thing Charlie ever did was to unite his battle plan with yours. Together, you can face the traffic anytime and all the time. Now, just drop that word body. Call yourself me, or I, or Marianne. Marianne is unlimited animation and intelligence. Body is only another word for identity. And your identity will appear all right if you keep talking to yourself as we have been talking during our correspondence. Forget this notion about there being two men, one material and one spiritual. There is only one kind of man or woman, and he or she is spiritual and perfect. This means you are spiritual and perfect. And it means that Charlie is spiritual and perfect. If you will hold to this bold fact, you will find yourselves getting freer and stronger and better and finer. Because when spirit catches one in this pliable mood, it molds and fashions him anew. You do not know what to do about your body? Well, take good care of it. Think and talk as you and I are thinking and talking. And this thing you call body will improve and improve because consciousness keeps building it in finer and finer form. It will get so unobtrusive after a while that you will hardly know it is around. What you need is a recognition of the searching fact that you and life are inseparable. You have been too shy to admit your true I-ness. You are pretty frequently saying, I am this, that, or the other. But it is rather the exception for you to acknowledge the sublime fact, I am that life revealed, which began not and ends not. A life crowded with the potencies and glories of the universe. And this life, right in your midst and constituting your only identity, carries on with laborless energy, functioning and building and strengthening and inspiring without let or hindrance. It is all there is to you. This energizing truth will lift you off your feet if you will grab hold of it. Or if it does not, it will electrify and brighten every corner of your premises. To think of him as by our side is almost as untrue as to remove his throne beyond those skies of starry blue. So all the while I thought myself, homeless, forlorn, and weary, missing my joy, I walked the earth, myself God's sanctuary. Frederick W. Faber.